Joining us to talk a bit more about Walter Mondale is Washington Post reporter Edward Walsh, who is working on a profile of Mr. Mondale for tomorrow's paper. Edward Walsh, to a voter in Minnesota who is, say, age 30, Walter Mondale is a figure out of prepubescence. So let's remind some people what he's done and when he did it.
Well, he really traces his roots back to the early 1960s and a great liberal tradition of the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party. His mentor was Hubert Humphrey, and he really got his start in national politics when Humphrey was elected vice president, and he was appointed to succeed Humphrey. That was in 1964. He was then elected to a full term in 1966 and easily reelected in 1972. I think people around the country mostly remember Mondale for his years as Jimmy Carter's vice president between 1976 and 1980. And the last time he ran for a public office, which I'm sure he thought would be the last time, was in 1984, when, of course, he lost to Ronald Reagan in the presidential campaign in the landslide.
There's a pattern in Walter Mondale's career. As you say, he was a protege of Hubert Humphrey. I believe earlier he had been first appointed state attorney general and then elected state attorney general. He was then elevated to the national ticket by Jimmy Carter. He was a great protege of people. I think Eugene McCarthy once acidly remarked that he had the soul of a vice president, which is not a good thing, but seemed to impress people an awful lot.
Well, that's correct. I mean, he did have these breaks, and you know, being from Minnesota, it was obviously lucky to have Humphrey as your mentor and guide into national politics. But I think, in fairness, Mondale has earned a good deal of respect on his own. And one of the things I know that he's most proud of is that he and Jimmy Carter are rightly, I think, credited with really transforming the office of the vice president and making it a position, not a ceremonial position, where the occupant usually languished, but one of real influence within the government, and that model has remained intact to this day.
Since this is a figure who would be a quintessential old-style Democrat, I wonder, as you've been looking over his career, are there positions of Walter Mondale that strike you as being way out of the 80s and out of step in any way with 2002?
Not that I can think of offhand. He is an old style liberal. When he came into public life, civil rights was the preeminent domestic issue of the day, and I think he's remained on the liberal side. Now, how he's going to fit in exactly to the if he's elected, fit into the new Senate, which has changed a great deal since he left, is one of the more interesting questions. But he's to the left still, I would think, of a number of Democrats, but not as far left as Paul Wellstone.
Thank you, Ed Walsh.
You're welcome.
Edward Walsh of the Washington Post is working on a profile of Walter Mondale.